Welcome back to a new episode of Sweet But Salty. That was awful. But I welcome you back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcast, in this very special episode, which is called Mirror Mirror. And that is not just because I'm a huge fan of fairy tales. I love fairy tales and pretty much everything that has to do with princesses and castles. But today, I want to talk about how your inner world reflects in the outside world and the other way around. So I have a very interesting living situation at the moment where I share a room with my brother. It's just for a limited time because of renovations. You know, when someone moves in and sleeps on your floor on a mattress and basically brings his important things that he needs on a daily basis, like a desk and a computer and a chair and stuff like that, what ultimately happens is that your normal order is not existent anymore. Then your order turns into somewhat of a chaos. And we know this is an exceptional situation and it's just for a limited amount of time. So I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's different. And this difference really reflects in how I feel, strangely. When things are orderly on the outside, when everything is where it belongs and there's no stuff laying around, but everything is neatly and tightly put away, you feel, or I feel, so much better because that allows for space to create something new and a space for dreams and, yeah, like imagination. So I don't really know why it is that way. And it doesn't mean you have to live in a completely minimalistic and clean room where there is nothing, basically, except for a bed or so. It just means that if you have less clutter and less stuff you hold on to, you feel free and you feel ready to explore new things because you have room for new things. And this room reflects in your inside world as well. So that's why a lot of people actually make a lot of money by telling other people how to clean up and how to let go of things, because that allows for transformation. When you transform the outside, you transform the inside. It also works the other way around, as I said, but I guess it's about letting go and being able to let go. It's a lot about understanding that dynamic and that when you feel stuck internally, it makes so much sense to do something on the outside world, like moving your body. Exercise works wonders. I cannot tell you, I started exercising about a week ago. I know that's not much, and compared to other people, I'm far away from being a pro athlete. But that's not my goal. My goal is actually pushing myself further than I think I can go. And what I've noticed is I'm more disciplined with other tasks. I have this mentality of, yes, I can do this, instead of, oh, how am I gonna succeed? A lot of small things have shifted and I feel just a lot more at peace. And that is because I found the perfect amount of exercise for right now. And I'm not overdoing it. Instead, I'm finishing strong and feeling confident. So if you want to transform yourself, start with your body. Start with how do you care for yourself on a daily basis? What can you do for yourself that will make you feel better and that will increase your self-love and your self-confidence? And if it's something like working out, that's amazing. Or I don't know, maybe it's about pampering yourself a little after you take a shower by putting on a face mask or so. There are many ways to do that and to achieve that, because sometimes it's hard to start on the inside. It's hard to change your mindset from one second to the next. When you change something in the outside world, it may have an impact on you internally, or it surely will. So yeah, this is just to say working out is amazing. Keeping things clean and tidy is amazing, and letting go of stuff that you don't need is also amazing because it frees up space around you, but also inside of you for new, wonderful, amazing things, experiences, people, whatever. My episodes are kind of a little bit short, but I don't mind, so I really hope you enjoyed this. As always, if you did, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. Make sure to recommend it to someone who could benefit from this. And if you want to and haven't already, you can subscribe to Sweet But Salty. Thank you so much, and I'll be back on Thursday, as always. Stay tuned. Bye.